Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Marketing 101. This week, we're going to be talking about maximizing your Facebook, Instagram, and social media accounts by building them properly from the beginning. If you're a new provider, this is a lucky episode for you because you get to start from scratch appropriately and properly building your social media the way you're supposed to. If you're not, and you've had social media accounts like me for 15 years, and you may have done it wrong, it's okay. These principles apply for everyone. What I want you to get familiar with your social media, let's start with Facebook. That's pretty much the fundamental of Meta. It's going to help build your Instagram and your cross promotions and all this great stuff. And I'll explain it all in a minute. The best way to start off all your social media or to correct your social media is to think about it as pages. And I think most of you have your brand or your business as a page, and that's about it. You really don't have any other pages. The way the system works is it utilizes pages and businesses and groups to build followings, not your profile. So your profile is that initial account that you set up within Meta. Maybe it's an Instagram account, a Facebook account, or maybe it's a LinkedIn account. These become your profiles. And people are mistaking these or unknowingly running them as if they are business entities. And it doesn't work that way. So I want you to get familiar with pages. And many of you do have a page for your business. You got to have a page for yourself as well. Pages are public. Anyone can see them. And they can build audiences in the background. That's what I want you guys to kind of write down or remember through this episode, is the audience that you're building in the background happens every time you post something. And these audiences are saved. Meta tags them and builds an algorithm around them based on their exposure and how often they engage and how often they comment. And it can actually rank within the algorithm. And then when you post or then create boosts or even go to ads, you can actually target and retarget them in your ads moving further. And the more you post and as the months and years go by, this algorithm gets bigger and bigger and bigger. This is how it all works. This is why some ads take off in some areas and some ads don't do well. So start thinking about pages. Now, is it the more pages you have, the better? Yes. If you post all of them, yes, they are. They are way better than your profile. Your profile, if you've had your account for many years, has been really diluted. And if you've moved areas or states or countries, or if you changed events in your life, maybe you started like me back in college and now you've moved, you'll realize that the initial things that you were posting were nothing related to your work, nothing related to anyone that wanted to follow. And you'll see that most of the people that follow you or like you or interact with you or see your posts are the ones that are most engaged. They're going to be friends and family. This doesn't help you from a business perspective in any way when it comes to marketing. So the best thing to do is to start thinking about pages. So let's get started on that. Pages. You're going to set up a page for your business. Many of you are already there. You're going to copy this and then make a page for yourself. If you're a professional, it's going to be, let's say you're a doctor. You're going to do Dr. Michael Jordan. That is going to be your page. And you're going to start posting to that just like your business. You might make your page more personable. You might make your page posts more about you, what you do, how you do it, who you collaborate with, what you like for fun. It might be more about you within the business, and that's great too. Then you can run ads from that page, and it can be running ads as Dr. Michael Jordan in your community, hyper local, hyper super close radius around you to build your brand and yourself. Then you can run ads on your business as well, or you can strictly just run ads on your business. It all depends on where you're at. If you have a multi-doctor office or a multi-staff office, this is where it gets super exciting. Everyone has a page. Everyone starts posting daily. And then we start to see the machine build. So your business manager is going to control all the assets. Your business manager cannot control profiles, hence why we want to have pages. So then you're going to have your professional page under there as yourself, Dr. Michael Jordan. You're going to put it right in there. And then all your associates or all your other doctors or maybe even staff or professionals within your business can also make pages that will then be owned by the business entity, the business manager. Don't worry if some of this is going over your head, because once you start to explore these things, you'll build a better brand. Now, no digital agency does this for you. No one builds this stuff like this. And the ones that do work for multi-million dollar companies. They're pretty much hired to work for them. So this is where we learn this stuff. So you'll put in yourself, associate number one, associate number two. If you have nurse practitioners in your office, then they have to give you permission. So you invite those pages to come in under the business manager. They get put in there. And then that's where they start to cooperate and start building as they post. So now we got posts. Let's say we have four business pages or four pages underneath our business assets. Now we got four posts a day. Let's say everyone tries to do one post, building this algorithm. Each person's going to start getting different followers based on what they're posting. And I'll give you an example in our office. We have me, the owner, as a business page. We have an associate that likes to work with babies and pregnant mamas. And then we have an associate that likes to work with sports injury and dance and adult injuries and stuff like that. As they post their different content, they attract a different audience, which is super awesome. And all of those are attracted underneath the business manager. Then when you run ads under your business manager, you're targeting the audience that is engaging with you. You say, what's the point of this? Well, now you've got hyper-influenced ads, hyper-responsive ads that you'll see that people will be way more attuitive to, and they're ready to buy because they've been following you for a while. And you can retarget them with different offers and different ads and different promos and even target them with information. Ads can be informative as well. You can run ads saying about a technique that you do in the office and what it helps with, or a modality that you do in your office and what it helps with, or a service you may do or provide that's ancillary to your main service that you can help and build ads around as well. So start thinking about pages. When it comes to Instagram keeps it pretty simple, but we still want to have business related profiles or business pages in there. So it's business profiles. And the difference between that and your personal profile is that you have different allowables underneath your business profiles. So you'll have one for your business, and you can do a professional Instagram for yourself. You'll put it as entrepreneur or public speaker, or I think it's a public profile, or celebrity or whatever those profiles are that you can use that are not personal. Then when you run it like that, the same thing, you get the same business principles there as well, where you can boost posts within Instagram and you can start doing things that way. And you can cross post. You can't cross post a personal account on Facebook to a business account on Instagram. So by having a business page or a page for your doctor, you can then put it to a professional Instagram account and then they can cross post. So like myself, Dr. Michael Jordan will post to Michael Jordan on Instagram, and those are professional, and they can cross post and cross promote and cross ads too. The ads will go against both accounts. Same thing with your business. Maybe it's ABC Chiropractic. ABC Chiropractic on Facebook can then cross post the ABC Chiropractic on Instagram, and then the ads will go cross platform there as well. So that's how we want to build them. If you're newer and you just got started on social media for your business, what a great start this is going to be. What a useful podcast this is for you. You're going to start and hit the ground running when you build all your content. For those of you like me that have had your account for more than 15 years, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. You got to start from scratch and build a new page. Don't worry about the no likes and the no engagement at the beginning. Just post every day. When we start new clients, or I talk to people that DM me about messages, it's a 90-day challenge. Just post every day for 90 days. Videos, pictures, it doesn't matter. Just continuously post. Then what will happen is you'll start boosting. You'll start boosting for $1 a day. You'll take a post that maybe got a like or two. Maybe you got some natural organic response from the community and you got four followers and two likes as you're doing this. that one that got the two likes, you're just going to boost for a dollar a day for 7 days. And you can do this each week. You can pick a winner each week, or you can just start boosting if you like. There you go. $28 a month. You'll boost posts. You'll never run ads on your new pages. You'll start boosting $1 a day. Just pick the winners. Usually videos. I recommend videos. And if you have no winners, you're like, Enrico, I've been posting for 3 months. I got no likes on anything. That's it. Pick some videos, boost them for a dollar a day. They'll start to get some repetition in the community, because then you can set your radius on where you want these to go. You can target zip codes. You can target radius around your brick and mortar practice. You can, if you're virtual, you can target areas. There's so many possibilities to this. And we're talking about dollars, not hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars, dollars that you can spend per month, $30 a month, and just start building your identity and your brand. Isn't that pretty cool? I'm going to omit TikTok because I just don't know if it's going to exist much longer, depending on where things go. So, but the same thing there. You can cross post. If you're creating most of your content video, that's wonderful, because that stuff can be used across all platforms. You can use it across TikTok. You can put it on your YouTube. You can use Google Max campaigns. There's so many different things you can do with this. But on social media, the people that are running away with ads, and you know, you may hear about people that just all they do is Facebook ads. That's their only form of marketing. They don't do screenings. They don't go in public. They don't join the Chamber of Commerce. They really don't do anything. And they literally say that they get leads coming in every month that's enough to keep growing their business. And you're like, how is that possible? It's because they don't even know it, but they've been doing the right thing in the background. They've had their business page going. They've been spending most of their time on their business page, and they fluked out and they had a page for themselves, a professional page. Dr. Michael Jordan, instead of using their personal profile. For whatever lucky reason it was, maybe their personal profile was from college and it's all pictures of, you know, the bar, and they never wanted to use it professionally, so they opened up a page by fluke. That's awesome. Sometimes you got to be lucky to be good, right? So that's great. Others didn't even know they had to run a page, but now you do. You listen to the podcast, you should open up a new page and focus on there. Why? Because your profile has been tainted. Your algorithm doesn't know where to send the information. I'll give you my story. Canada, started in Canada, went to school in Iowa, moved back to Canada, went back to Florida. My circle was mainly my friends growing up, then my classmates in chiropractic school. So they became all my friends, and they started liking and engaging and all my posts. Now, Meta doesn't even know. The algorithm doesn't even know what the heck's going on. It's like, wait, hang on a second. You're Canadian. Mainly chiropractors are following you. Whatever you post, we're just going to try and show it to new people in Canada that are chiropractors. It doesn't really serve me in Florida when I'm trying to get new patients. Does that make sense? So my story is a perfect example. As life changes, the algorithm doesn't really know. But with your page, when you're posting professional stuff about your services all the time, that's all you're doing is teaching the who, what, when, and where. Remember, I taught you all that stuff. Is you post a lot of stuff about who you are. That's the main stuff that you got to post. People want to know who you are, where you're from, what you do, what's your favorite food, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite restaurant, what's your favorite whatever. You know, that's how you got to start all this. Then the what you do, details about what you do. Get into maybe, and then the how. How do you do it? How do you do what you do? How do you get the results that you get? What's the outcomes? That's how it works. So mainly a lot about who you are. Who it is the bulk of your content. What you do is the main, you know, the second most. And then the least amount of information is the how. And what we have backwards is we think we have to explain the how. And once you jump right into the how off the bat, people are like, well, who are you? Like, why would I ever hire you to do this? Who are you? You got to build some authority. You got to build some credibility. You got to build some publicity. And that's what social media is so great about. So you need to understand how this all works. It comes from Simon Sinek's information about, you know, what, how. That's what we need to do. And how's the bullseye in the middle? But you got to get people in there. It's the why. Why you do what you do is the big one. What you do, and then how you do it. That's where that all comes from. And that's how it all works, by building this algorithm on social media. So if you need help with this stuff, Join, you know, Marketing 101 for service professionals or Marketing 101 for chiropractors specifically on Facebook. All you have to be is a professional and we'll accept you into the group. And this is where you learn these little things. If you want to step it up a notch, you know, people like they get into all these free groups. They maybe download some of the free content and they kind of stay stagnant in that free zone, I call it. The only worst place to be is in the do nothing group. That's the group that doesn't even go into any free groups. They do nothing. They just show up to work every day and hope for things to change. And it never does. Then there's a group who actually seeks out information and they join the free groups because they don't want to pay for a bunch of stuff. That makes great sense. In those free groups, you want to maximize your time by asking questions and engaging in those groups so you get the information as it comes out. That's great. Join the email lists. We have one for the marketing group. You can get emails. You can respond to emails. You can ask questions. That's how you engage in the free group. Then the next thing is to join some type of higher level group that is a mastermind group or an IPO or a group that's engaged where you can go in there and talk to the professionals. So that's one. So DM me and I'll invite you to a group to take the next level. Maybe you don't want coaching. Then the next level after that is one-on-one coaching with somebody who you seek out that is going to take you to the next level. Usually they're people who have gone to the next level, know how to do it within your industry and can show you how to do it. That's the whole thing. So I like what my mentor told me, you know, the free group is like walking. You join, you finally get off the couch and you start walking. You're walking around town trying to get the sights in, right? Who's going to win? The person sitting on the couch or the person walking to get to the destination? The person walking. The next level is to join some type of more intimate group where they're in a car touring the town. Who's going to win and see more of the town? The person walking or the person in the car? The person in the car. And then coaching is like getting on the jet plane. Who's going to see more of the sights in Europe? The person driving Europe or the person in an airplane? The person in an airplane. And then, I don't know what would be faster than an airplane. A mock jet. You know what I'm saying? That would be the next level of like working one-on-one with Tony Robbins for your business to 10X it or, you know, Grant Cardone or something like that. That's how those people got to those levels is by helping people 10X at a higher level, but in smaller groups. And they cost a lot to join those things. That's what I'm talking about. It's you got to get engaged and start getting the information and downloading it faster to get to the goals that you want to get. And we're all in different parts at different times in our career where maybe the free group is where we need to be right now. Or we're in this growth mode. We're like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready for growth. I'm ready to expand. I got the people. I got the infrastructure. Let's go straight up to one-on-one coaching. And that's the way it all works. So just reach out to me. I can guide you in the right direction. I know coaches around the country. I got programs around the country, usually within talking to people within a couple minutes. I know what's going to be a best fit for you. Reach out. It's free. I love doing this stuff. I love helping people. And the best thing is when people disappear and then 6 months later, you get a message in your inbox saying, dude, we just doubled our business. This is what's happened. And they get those great stories. That's where this podcast came from. But go back to the basics. Build your social media correctly, think pages, and build those pages right away. Tonight, if you heard this video, you're going to go home tonight, you're going to create new pages, you're going to tell people in your business to create a page as well and divert their attention to their post on those pages, leave their personal stuff alone. If you got a lot of family that follows you and they want to see pictures of the kids and the grandkids, that's where you post that stuff. You post the pictures of your kids and then the rest of your family members and friends get to like and comment, continue using social media that way. However, the business portion and the pages portion becomes the future for you. Trust me on this. We're going to look back at this next year and be like, man, we are so far ahead of the curve now because we did that. Have a great week. Keep doing what you do. And to your success.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at enricod.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.